All my clan sought me out. They kissed me and said goodbye. They walked away, each person in his own direction. Then I knew whatever else happened, it meant the dissolution of my clan, the loss of my family. Eliaming was the last to go. He was crying and he said, "We all had great pleasure with each other, Goldstein, and you were our family as we were yours. But now the law of the universe has been invoked, that like must stay with like, and it is a bitter time for us to go away from you." "For the sake of what we have been to each other," I said, "tell me what is going to happen." "I cannot tell you," he said. "I do not know. It is a mystery." "Then how do you know that it is the end for us?" "Because I know," he said. "That is blood knowledge. It has nothing to do with our heads." "Are you going to die?" I asked. "Is that it?" He shook his head. "There is no death on Kaldor. There is only change. Goodbye, Goldstein." "Wait," I cried. "Is there nothing else you can say to me?" "I can tell you a story," he said. "Once, there was a baby mouse who lost its family. It wandered alone over hills and down valleys, lonely and afraid. And it grew weaker and weaker, and at last lay under a tree near to death. Some grasshoppers came by and felt sorry for the little mouse. They fed it and took care of it, exactly as they would a baby grasshopper of their own. And the baby mouse lived and learned the ways of the grasshoppers and finally came to think that he was a grasshopper. And they were all very happy together, and they lived as one big family. And the mouse swore that he would never leave his family. But then winter came, and the grasshoppers died, and the mouse was left alone. It was no one's fault. Grasshoppers live only a single season, whereas mice live for several." "But you said there is no death on Kaldor." "Not for us who were born here."
"But for me there is death."
"I do not know. Perhaps there is death for you here, since you are not of this place. But I do not know. Your life and its changes are a mystery to me, a greater mystery than we are to you."
"Is something going to happen to me?" I asked him again.
"I do not know," Eliaming said. "You see the trouble with words. Nothing can be explained that you do not already know. I try to talk about this for your sake, because I love you. But I have said too much, or not enough, and have only caused you anxiety. Keep the memory of our love. Goodbye, Goldstein." So Eliaming, the last of my clan, went away. People are scattered all over the hills. They seem to be waiting for some great event. I stay and wait, too. What else can I do? It is evening now, and I sit by the fire, the last of my clan. All of the thousands have gone to sleep already, and their fires are burning out. I alone bear witness, but I am tired too. I cannot stay awake, but in the morning I am going to take some kind of action.